like a river, attended my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. With my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Brothers and sisters, we gather here this morning to praise and thank God for the life of Mr. R.V. Ball. The first time I met Mr. R.V., I walked to his breakfast table to join him at Uffleman Estates and tapped him on the shoulder, and he looked me up and down, said, "You're too young to be a preacher." And I didn't say it at the time, so I might say it now, that RV, when you're 89, everybody looks too young to be a preacher. But we sat and enjoyed coffee and conversation. And I got to learn a little bit more about this incredible man that you all know, Mr. R.V. Ball. He was a son and a brother, a husband to Mary Jo for many, many years, a brother-in-law and an uncle. He was the quintessential Texan gentleman, a man of few words, but you better listen closely. He was a first lieutenant who flew 54 missions in World War II. I don't know of anybody else who can tell me stories of having to wait either on a Tuesday or a Thursday in order for him to fly his mission. And he had to wait while they patched bullet holes in his planes from the prior missions on the plane that he is about to climb into. And he told me, "I was never really scared because I didn't figure it would do me any good. I never really thought about it that way." He was a teacher and a generous steward of all of his resources. He was a Christian. He told me about being saved at the age of 19 at a revival. And he said after the preacher had finished preaching and giving the invitation, he found himself walking to the front and he said, my mind was going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop, stop. But my body kept on going. Right on down to the altar where I gave my life to Christ. There at Uffelman, and when people take that step and move into a place such as Uffelman, you are often required to take with you just a few of your most precious memories and favorite items. And there on his windowsill is a picture of him standing in a pool. It's a picture of his baptism. He was a member of Salem United Methodist Church. And he is one of the pillars who helped make Salem what it is today. Amen. And to so many of you all, he was a dear friend. Someone told me, he really would. I mean, they say it about a lot of people. But RV really, really would give you the shirt off his back if he needed to. He was one of those folks who was a disciple who taught and rarely had to use words to do so. So brothers and sisters, we gather here this morning to celebrate RV's life. We also gather, we gather together in grief, mourning the loss of him as well. We are reminded why family and friends are so important, for they walk beside us through these dark valleys. However, as Christians, we also gather in conviction that death is not the final word. The final word is resurrection. And together this morning, we recall that foundation of our faith. You see, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they perish, yet they shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. For I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys to hell and death. Because I live, you shall also live. Brothers and sisters, hear these words that have comforted us, comforted Christian communities for generation after generation. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup, it runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Let us pray. Eternal God, we praise you for all of our loved ones who have finished their course in faith, those who now rest from their labor. We praise you for those dear to us whom we now name in our hearts. We especially thank you for RV, whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace. Let perpetual light shine upon them. And help us, God, to believe, even where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last into the joy of your home. A home not made by hands, but one eternal in the heavens. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. And at this time, RV's dear friend, Bobby Moore, will share a personal reflection.
There is so much that could be shared about Mr. R.V. Ball today. And thinking of doing this at first, I felt overwhelmed to be able to do this, maybe a little inadequate. After all, Mr. R.V. had been a fixture in Salem Church for so many years. My wife, as well as many others here, spent their whole life going to church with Mr. R.V. and have known him their whole life. Terry Adams shared with me this morning that he was his Sunday school teacher. There was just so much, and I was a bit anxious. So I prayed and I asked God, I said, you know, help me put the words in my heart that I could say to share Mr. RV's life. And I still felt anxious. And then all of a sudden, Mr. RV made it so simple for me. I could hear him say, tell them how much they mean to me. And tell them about God in my life, the love of my wife, my friends, my Salem church, being able to serve my country. Tell them what occupied my thoughts and my conversation over the last few years. And it was so easy to do that. But first, I'd like to share with you the impact that Mr. RV had on my Christian life. About 5 years ago, Harriet approached Jackie and I and asked us if we would be able to give Mr. RV a ride to church every Sunday morning. And, you know, we were proud to be able to do that. But it didn't take long before I realized that what a blessing it was for me to be able to do that for Mr. RV. It became about what he gave me in my Christian life, not what I was doing for him. One of the first things with Mr. RV is you're captivated in his stories and just the person that he was. He was a disciple. Justin mentioned that. He was truly a disciple. He was a mentor to me. I saw many things in Mr. RV's life that I wanted to reflect in my Christian life. For the past year and a half, Mr. RV's health would not let him attend church regularly or attend at all. And I was able to continue to visit him. We did not live very far from Mr. RV, and I enjoyed the visits. But he was with us in mind and spirit. He was always excited to hear about what was going on in Salem, what our attendance was, just everything about it. It He was really excited and really had the love in his heart for his church and his friends. Now, as far as, you know, what the love and what things meant to and what you meant to him, what this church meant to him, for the last 5 years, I heard it many times. And one of the first things that impressed me was how he met Miss Mary Jo. You know, she was in college in Nashville, and he was there for military training. And he would just, the biggest grin on his face and with joy and the twinkle in his eye, said, you know, I met the love of my life. She kissed him goodbye when he left, and then they communicated while he was in the war, while he was serving. From there, Justin spoke of the missions that he flew. Two things stood out as I heard many, many stories about the missions, but the two things that stood out the most, like Justin, I asked him how often he flew. And he grinned. He said, you flew every Tuesday and Thursday. He said, sometimes you'd miss a Thursday if they didn't get those big holes repaired in the plane. And to me, it just brought about what danger that he was in and what that service for his country, you know, what he had to go through to do that. The other is Mr. RV, one morning he said they were out starting on their mission, and he could just see as far as the eye could see, and just nothing but beauty. And he was just, he said, I was awestruck just how beautiful everything was. And the thought went through my mind, God has given us so much beauty to look at, and here we are fighting this war. And it just, you know, it's kind of made an impression on me. Of course, after the war, Mr. RV said he went back to Texas, and he knew that Texas was not where he was going to stay. He was coming back to Tennessee to the love of his life, which he did. And then I heard stories of their life together, and I know that you've heard them, but it was just a blessing to hear and a blessing to see what it meant and the pride, the love, and the pleasure that he got in telling those stories. His friends meant so much to him in the last 5 years. I heard that. Those of you in this church, he knew what was going on. He constantly spoke of Miss Mary Jo, but also Mr. Freddie, Miss Joyce, Mr. Glenn, Miss June. He was just the things and the opportunities that they had to serve and to do. He was just brought him much joy. Mr. Glenn's dream of Salem Church, he told that, it's almost like he could tell you every bit of that dream, the measurements, the things that went on and at that time. He was so proud and took so much pride in seeing that dream come true. I think Mr. RV at that time was done the financial records here at the church and helped with that, and he said everything that was needed, when there was money needed, it was provided. God worked in this church so much. If there was a skill needed, he spoke of a special electrical skill that they needed, and first thing you know, that skill, a person come, and he told me the name, but I don't remember which, started going to the church. The skills were provided to fulfill that dream, and it was God's work. Salem mission work. Mr. RV loved people, and just would, I don't like to say captivate me in talking about people, but he loved what this church done, going out and helping people in other countries, but here at home, feeding the children, the fuel bag, he knew all of that. Saints Alive, I won't mention any names, but he described this person that was heading this as plenty of spirit, determination, and dedication. And he just was very proud of things done here at home. Now, some of these stories, a lot of them, like I say, I heard many, many times. But what made them new every time I heard them was the broad grin on his face, the joy, the pride, and the pleasure that he got. And I saw that each time. And it was truly a blessing to me. As I said before, Mr. RV, in my eyes and in the eyes of a lot of people, was truly a disciple. God's presence in his life, that was his other love, his main love. I have never met a person that was more ready to go and be with his Lord and his loved ones any more than Mr. RV. He loved life, but he felt like that he had done everything that the Lord had for him to do. And I assured him, I said, Mr. RV, you're here for me. You're still my mentor. When I take you to church, it's a Sunday that I'm making sure that God has me in church. I'm not doing something else. You never know who is looking at you, and as Justin said, you can be a disciple without saying a word, and he was truly that for me. So in closing this morning, I just, in my mind, knowing Mr. RV, how he felt about his time on earth, his closeness with God, his love for his church, his people, his love for his wife, he was really ready to go. And in my mind, I can just have a vision of last Thursday night. What a joyous reunion it was when Mr. RV arrived and was met by Mr. Glenn and Miss Mary Jo. And surely the angels were singing, and a disciple went home.
Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars and I hear the roar thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great great thou art. And when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art.
Amen. Mr. RV had two books in his room. Tyndale translation of the Bible and another book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Probably heard of that one. There was one bookmark in The Purpose-Driven Life, and it was in a section said, "It's all in the church." Page 136. It's all in the church. Section reads, God created the church to meet your five deepest needs. A purpose to live for, people to live with, principles to live by, a profession to live out, and power to live on. There's no other place on earth where you can find all five of these benefits in one place. There is nothing else on earth like the church. That's where his bookmark was. And it makes sense to me that A Purpose-Driven Life was one of the two books, aside from the Bible, that he had. Makes perfect sense to me. RV and I, one conversation, he talked about serving during the time when Salem was building. And he didn't say these words, but I will, that he served with a purpose. He said to me, I had this profound sense of satisfaction about that work. Because I'd said, it must have been really, really exciting. I mean, just to see all that happening, just really an exciting time. And he said, well, yeah, but it was more about a deep, deep sense of satisfaction. That all of us working here knew we were doing what God would have us to do. And We were serving in the ways God would have us to serve. He served with a sense of purpose. And as Bobby had mentioned, RV said something similar to me as well. He talked about looking back on his life with also a sense of satisfaction. And he said, I've done what God would have me to do. He completed and lived his life with purpose. And here's what struck me. When you live your life with purpose, you get to where you're going on purpose. When you live your life with purpose, you get to where you are going on purpose. And so it doesn't surprise me either that in RV's last few days, he said numerous times, I'm ready to go home. My wife is waiting on me, and I know where I'm going. And I know where I'm going. And he knew that on purpose, did he not? There are, it's often said, but there are those folks that we get to see the example of their life, where we know God cannot wait to speak the words to that person, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. I asked RV how we as a church can faithfully steward the fruits of his labors. Because as you know, he faithfully stewarded his own resources. He said, how can we faithfully steward the fruit of your life? He said, well, my whole life I just tried to help people whenever I could with whatever I had. So you guys, just keep on helping people. Just keep on helping people. You suppose we can do that? I believe we can and we will. Mr. RV, in a bulletin flyer that I received, printed in 1996, says across the top, thank you, 2 exclamation points, not just one. Thank you. And across the top are 3 musketeers. Freddie, Glenn, and RV. Speaking of the master plan for this, for the church, for Salem, and for the centerpiece, the final piece to come into place, this sanctuary to be completed by 1998. At this point in 96, it was still but a vision. But the article reads, to these 3, we say thank you, thank you. These men have shared their gifts and ministry with others as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. These gentlemen have ministered to all of us at Salem, and to God we give the glory. And at the end, there is such a fitting verse from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. It reads this, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work, love you have shown Him. You have helped His people and continue to help them. God will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. What a profoundly accurate verse for a time such as this, when a pastor might stand before you all and say on behalf of the congregation to Mr. RV, you have helped God's people. And even in your passing, you will continue to help them. Through the fruit of your life, you have blessed us. And by the fruit of your life, it will continue to bless others. And that, brothers and sisters, is a very fruitful life indeed. Amen. So, Mr. RV, on behalf of your brothers and sisters in Christ and your friends and family, I say, well done, a good and faithful servant. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for all of our loved ones who have finished their course in faith. We thank you for Mr. R.V. Ball, whom you have graciously received into your presence. To all of these, grant your peace. Let perpetual light shine upon them and help us to believe, even where we have not seen, that your presence may lead us through our years and bring us at last into the joy of your home, a home not made by hands, but one eternal in the heavens. This, God, is our bold prayer. And now we join our voices together in the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God of us all, your love, it never ends. When all else fails, you are still God. We pray to you in our need for everyone, everywhere, who mourns with us this day. To those who doubt, give assurance. To those who are weak, grant strength. To all who have sinned, give mercy. To all who sorrow, offer peace. May you hold us steadfast while we hold one another in love. And in all our ways, God, we trust in you, and to you we offer all honor and glory. now and forever. God, all that you have given us, it is still yours. It was you who first gave RV to us. He has blessed our lives and he has blessed your world. We thank you for the gift of his life. And now grant us strength in our hearts to give him back to you. God, receive RV into the arms of your mercy. Raise him up with all of your people. And into your hands, God, we commend your servant RV, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a child of your own redeeming. Lavish him with your everlasting peace. Hold him with your never-ending love. And surround him in the glorious company of all of your saints. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters, may the grace of God the Father fill your hearts with comfort. May the love of Christ Jesus bless your minds with peace. And may the presence of the Holy Spirit overwhelm you with hope this day and forevermore. And all of God's people said, Amen and Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears released. How precious dear I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I had already come. 'Tis grace thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now